On Tuesday, a district in Wisconsin holds its second in-person election in the midst of a pandemic. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. And we're talking about the 7th Congressional District. U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy stepped down from the seat in the fall. Now voters decide who to send to Washington, Tom Tiffany or Tricia Zunker. And they're making that decision by mail and in person, despite a current stay-at-home order across Wisconsin due to COVID-19. We're talking about the safety of this election and how clerks are handling different aspects of it. So what's on your mind? 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about the May 12th special election? How are you voting on Tuesday? Are you casting an absentee ballot or are you going to the polls? Tell us if you're a poll worker or a volunteer. 800-642-1234. Our guest is Tracy Hartman, the Oneida County Clerk who was elected in 2016. She's also the clerk for the town of Crescent. Tracy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Governor Evers' stay-at-home order as it currently stands doesn't run out until May 26th, but the race for the 7th Congressional District seat is on for Tuesday. With that in mind, what are you expecting turnout-wise on Tuesday?
So we're anticipating a good turnout for the election as a whole. We've had a very good turnout for absentee ballots, and so we're anticipating that Tuesday in person may not be quite as high as it would have been, but with those absentee ballots and then the in-person that does turn out, we're expecting a nice turnout on Tuesday.
Do you have a number on absentee ballots so far?
Yeah, so in Oneida County so far, our municipalities have sent out around 8,500 absentee ballots for the May election.
Okay, and then the deadline to request them, though, that has passed.
The deadline to request that an absentee ballot get mailed to you was 5 p.m. last night. So, yes, so residents can no longer request that they get mailed. Some municipal clerks will still be handling in-person absentee voting today. So if somebody is realizing they missed their opportunity to vote absentee, they should contact their town clerk today to see if that town clerk is also doing in-person voting today.
And we're going to hearken back to our April elections quite a few times, I think, in our conversation. But one of the things that was challenging with that was kind of back and forth about when absentee ballots had to be turned in or in the mail or in person. So how does that work? When does your ballot need to be to the clerk to be counted in this election?
In this election, there were no changes made to state law. So ballots need to be back to your clerk by Tuesday, May 12th, in order to be counted in the May election.
Okay, so drop them in the mail right away, or you can hand deliver them?
You can hand deliver them, absolutely. In fact, you know, at the April election, I know out in Crescent, we had people dropping their absentee ballots off all day so that they didn't have to come into the polls. They would meet one of our workers outside. So that's definitely an option, or meet up with your town clerk, schedule a time to meet with them and drop your ballot with them. But definitely if you're going to mail it, you want to put it in the mail as soon as possible.
And because those are absentee ballots, could I take the three voters in my family and turn all of them in, or does it have to be the person who is on the ballot turning it in to the elections officials?
Nope. Anybody can turn in the absentee ballot. As long as they're sealed and they're in the envelope and certified, then anybody can bring them in. So, yes, one person could bring in multiple ballots from their household.
Okay. We're talking about Tuesday's special election with Oneida County Clerk Tracy Hartman. Voters across northern Wisconsin are picking a new representative in Congress, and we want to hear from you. What do you think about how this election is being handled? How would you feel safest going to the polls when we do have COVID-19 spreading? How do you think Wisconsin should handle future elections as this pandemic continues? 800-642-1234. There's a line for you there, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. And let's talk a little bit more about voting absentee. In Wisconsin, what do you need to qualify to vote absentee? Do you have to have a specific reason?
You do not. In Wisconsin, you can vote absentee for any reason. So really the qualifications are that you're a registered voter and that you provide your municipal clerk with a copy of your photo ID. And you only have to provide the photo ID one time. They will keep that on file then. And for future elections, you'll just need to submit a written request. And that's pretty much the list of things that you need to do to get an absentee ballot.
And what about before we turn those absentee ballots in for that April 7th election? We had some confusion over whether people needed to have a witness signature for their ballot to be counted. Is that a requirement here?
That is a requirement, yes. So when a voter gets an absentee ballot, they're going to get the ballot from their clerk, and they're going to get a special envelope. It's called a certificate envelope. They need to complete their ballot, put it in the envelope, and then they will sign it, and they need to have somebody who is over the age of 18 also sign that. It does not need to be somebody who lives in that municipality. It can be anybody, but somebody over the age of 18 needs to sign it and give their address in order for that ballot to be counted.
What about people who live alone or are trying to, you know, make sure they keep their physical distance? How can they get a signature from a witness?
Yeah, that does make it a little bit trickier, but there are some recommendations out there, and one of them is that, you know, if a voter has somebody that can come to their home, that witness can watch them fill out their ballot through a window, sign it, and then the voter can put the ballot outside. The witness can grab it, sign it, and either leave it for the voter to put back in the mail, or the witness can put it in the mail for them. That way they're not having contact with the person, but they are having a witness sign it.
Sure, not side by side. How are you doing with poll workers? The pandemic led to a shortage of them during the April 7th election. Is Oneida County experiencing that this time around?
We are seeing it a little bit. We have not seen it as much yet as in April. However, in April, some of the issues weren't made known until the day before the election. But we do have three municipalities that have asked for help with poll workers in Oneida County. One, a small municipality, lost two of her three poll workers. And then the city of Rhinelander has asked for some help, and then another town in Oneida County. And the National Guard is, again, providing some National Guard members to come help, and so we have some that will be arriving Monday, checking in with me, and then they'll be assigned to polls throughout the county.
We've seen in Racine, Milwaukee, and Superior, they've all decided to automatically send their voters' absentee applications by mail ahead of the next election. That's the big presidential race in the fall. Would that work for Oneida County? Is that something you're considering?
That is not something we have looked at yet. However, because we still have the May election coming up, we're focusing on that, and we haven't started to look towards how to change up the absentee process for the fall elections. I know some county clerks are doing that, and it's definitely something that we'll be looking at after May is done.
Gotcha. So first things first, you've got a special election to run on Tuesday.
We do, yes. We had to close out April, and we have a May election, so the last month, that's what we've been dealing with, and we'll start dealing with the fall after this one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are moving one step at a time right now, so that probably sounds pretty familiar. Though on sending things out, how much does it cost to send absentee ballots out or those applications for absentee ballots for the county or for any municipalities?
Yeah. So absentee ballots are all handled through the municipality, so it's a cost. It's on the burden of the town, and it is $1.10, two stamps, one stamp to send it, and then the towns are responsible to put a stamp on the certificate envelope. So for every voter that requests one, it's $1.10 for postage. I should say there's additional costs, of course. It's special envelopes that they have to send them in, so they have to purchase those, and then their time. But it's just over $1.10 to send them out.
All right. Tracy Hartman is the Oneida County Clerk, and we are talking about the safety of Tuesday's election in the 7th Congressional District. Voters there are electing Wisconsin's next representative in D.C. We've gone over some of the mechanics of the race, and now we're going to focus in a little bit more on safety at the polls and tallying the results. And there's room for you in this conversation. Are you voting on Tuesday? Have you chosen to use an absentee ballot, or are you going to the polls? What do you think about this election happening right now? And how do you want to make sure that people stay safe? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Our conversation continues here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is The Ideas Network. Tricia Zunker and Tom Tiffany are vying to be Wisconsin's next member of Congress. They face off in Tuesday's special election for the 7th Congressional District. That used to be Sean Duffy's seat before he resigned late last year. And if people aren't requesting an absentee ballot or still want to vote in the election, they can show up at the polls in person next week. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina. We're talking about how elections officials are handling this vote as COVID-19 threatens the health and safety of people, especially when we gather in groups. And you're part of this conversation. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the way that Wisconsin is handling elections right now under a stay-at-home order? Do you think that changes when the order is lifted, even though COVID-19 is not going away? Maybe you live in the 7th Congressional District. Help us understand how your community is handling Tuesday's election. 800-642-1234. Oneida County Clerk Tracy Hartman is our guest. And Matt from Wausau sent us an email. He says having yet another in-person election is not just a bad idea, it's a deadly one. We're the only state still having dangerous, unnecessary in-person elections. And I'm not sure if any other states have opened back up for elections, Tracy, but Matt's point is this is a public health issue. How do you respond to him?
Yeah. So I agree, and the clerks in the in our district are taking their safety of the voters extremely seriously. There were major changes made in the April election to how polling locations are set up and how people are coming in to vote, and those changes will be implemented again in May. You know, many clerks implemented limits to the number of voters that would be allowed into a polling location, so the lines were outside where they could spread out more. Many towns had partitions built so that they were not having face-to-face contact with their poll workers, so that there was separation there. And within the polling location, you know, lines were taped so that voters did not sit or stand closer than 6 feet to each other. Many polling locations had a greeter at the door sanitizing voters' hands and had individual pens for voters so that they were not sharing, you know, writing utensils. They were using their own pen and taking it home with them. So we take it very seriously, but it is an election that we do not have a say in whether it occurs or not. So we're going to make it the best that we can.
And you mentioned all of those precautions that were put into place in April. Are you following those again on Tuesday?
So the town clerks in Oneida County that I've spoken with, yes, they all plan to implement the same. Some have added additional precautions after the April election. They saw some areas that there were some concerns. So we took April. We learned from it. We've improved upon it. And I think overall, at least in Oneida County, it was a positive experience, and we kept the voters as safe as possible.
Yeah. What are you changing this time around?
You know, so I've heard there's a couple towns that did not have the partitions between their poll workers during April. They just didn't have time to get those, and they've added those. A couple of clerks found that they had too many people in the town hall. They thought they could have a few more, and they were getting too crowded, so they're going to limit that a little bit more this time. You know, so they're tweaking what they did. They're tweaking it a little bit to make it even better.
How concerned are you about this being a public health risk? Just looking at data from the state health department, Oneida County has far fewer confirmed cases, really only a handful compared to other more populated parts of the state.
Yeah. You know, we are seeing fewer cases up here, in large part because our residents have taken very seriously the safer at home, the not meeting in groups, you know, staying further apart. And so we're going to implement that in our elections. It's obviously always a concern, you know, but even in April with, I believe it was almost 400,000 people statewide that went out to vote, they have only been able to tie 54 cases. And not to minimize that, but that's an extremely low percentage. And up here, since we have even fewer cases of it, we're feeling as comfortable as we can that this election is going to go on.
How many polling places will be open in the county?
In Oneida County, we will have 22 polling locations.
And is that a typical number for you, or have you had to close some because of a shortage, or have you opened up more?
So we've only had to close one polling location in Oneida County. The city of Rhinelander usually has two, and they've condensed it into one. However, they've moved their polling location to the gymnasium at the high school, so it's an extremely large area that they're able to spread out. So size-wise, it's equitable to what they're normally in.
And probably a decent reminder to check before you go to the polling place if you're going to be voting in person, just as an extra precaution to make sure you know where you're headed.
Absolutely. Yes. Most of the polling locations, well, all but those two have remained the same, but it does not hurt to check your polling location to make certain that you know where you're going. I would tell voters if you're concerned about being around other people, you know, most polling locations from 7 until 9:30 in the morning, that's a busy time. Again, over lunchtime is busy, and then right after work is busy. So if you're hoping to get there when it's a little bit quieter, between 10 and noon and 2 and 4, and then after 6:30 is usually a pretty quiet time at the polls.
We are talking about Tuesday's special election with Oneida County Clerk Tracy Hartman. Voters across northern Wisconsin are picking a new representative in Congress, and we are talking about how the election is working and how election officials and volunteers are trying to keep everybody safe, because we do know that COVID-19 continues to spread. Tracy, last month's election had clerks tallying votes a week after the election was held, almost a week. When will we see results from this election?
This election, we will see results election night. So the polls close at 8 p.m., and clerks will be starting to tally their results and calling them in. Many towns, the machines, you know, tally it for them, and they'll be calling results in pretty quickly after 8 o'clock. So by the end of Wednesday night, we definitely should have some unofficial results. The official results are not known until the canvass can occur, which doesn't happen at the state level until about a week and a half to 2 weeks after the election. But by Tuesday night, we'll definitely start seeing some indications of how that election went.
All right. And we do have Don from Madison who is ready to talk with us. Thanks for calling, Don.
Good morning. I got a question about the a new process called Real ID. I don't know much about it, and I'm curious about whether the folks in the upcoming election that you're describing this morning have to cope with it, or if they'll have to cope with it sometime in the general election in November.
Okay, thanks for the question, Don. Real ID, these are higher standards to get a specific kind of identification card, right? Or a specific kind of license. Tracy?
Correct. Yeah, so Real ID has to do with your driver's license. In the state of Wisconsin, you do have to have a photo ID to vote, but it does not specify that it has to be Real ID compliant. You know, so there's a list of photo IDs that you can use for it. One of them is your driver's license, but as long as your driver's license was not expired at the last general election in 2018, your photo ID will be compliant for voting purposes. So Real ID is not needed to vote.
All right. That's excellent to know. And it also appears that Real ID deadlines have been delayed until next year, so you don't have to worry too much about that right now, Don. But thanks for the interesting call. I hope that answers your question. As Oneida County's clerk and the clerk for the town of Crescent, Tracy, what is the big takeaway from those elections almost a month ago? And how is that informing how you're administering what happens on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think the big takeaway was that, you know, we saw a big turnout for absentee, and that's a great way for people to vote. Unfortunately, like we've already said, they've missed some of their ability to do that for this one. So, you know, be prepared to go to the polls, be prepared to wait so that we can limit the number of people that are in the polling location. And the poll workers are just going to make sure they take their time, that we're not rushing people through. We want the election to be run correctly and accurately. So we're going to take our time. We're going to make sure it's run correctly. And people are going to have to possibly wait so we can keep them spread out a little bit more.
All right. So poll workers have responsibilities. What do you recommend people who are voting do so that they are following safety recommendations and they're keeping people safe if they show up to the polls on May 12th?
Yeah. So people, you know, when you show up at the polls, you are aware of who's around you. So make sure you're keeping your distance. Obviously, if you have a mask, we would encourage you to wear a mask. The poll workers will if they're not behind a partition, will hopefully be wearing masks. They can make sure that, you know, the voter can make sure they're sanitizing their hands both before and when they leave. Most polls should have some sort of sanitizing spray there, so feel free to use it or have somebody else spray your hands so that, you know, you've kept yourself as clean as possible. And when you're in the polling location, if your poll doesn't have lines of 6 feet apart, you know, just be aware of that and keep your distance from other people.
All right, Tracy, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tracy Hartman is the Oneida County Clerk who was elected in 2016. She's also the clerk for the town of Crescent, and we've been talking about the 7th Congressional District special election, which happens on Tuesday. Up next is news. Then we explore the lessons learned from fighting polio as scientists seek a vaccine for the new coronavirus. Thanks again to listeners for this segment idea during last week's show, where you told us what you want to hear on the morning show. And just a quick mention that as the effects of COVID-19 grow in Wisconsin, WPR has the latest developments from reporters around the state, and you can submit your questions about COVID-19, and we'll do our best to answer them. Just go to WPR.org/COVID. I'm Keeley Boltina. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.